Next question. We know this is a mini virus and we want to be ready for the big one with people ascending. Aren't all the people on our products ascending is my first question.
No.
Okay.
If you'd asked that a year ago, we'd have said yes. But now the answer is no.
Wow.
If you've noticed even in our however humble demeanor, how we handle things, now all of a sudden there's not so much pit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I presume that since we have tens and tens and tens of thousands of customers, that the products
some
are reaching
people
out
use
to
your products. Some people use your products as a crutch. See, they got so bad that, well, now you're saying, yeah, but let me qualify.
They're not interested in ascending in any way.
Right.
The first people were more tuned into it.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, I agree.
We concur. That's right. But now they're trying to be better. Other people like it because modern medicine or regular medicine or what do you call regular doctor medicine, stupid medicine?
Allopathetic.
We don't know what you call it.
Allopathetic.
Yeah, super pathetic. super pathetic. Yeah, the super parenthetical are put in a box. So they want to be so sick that can't help them. So that nothing else, they're special. The Munchausen has taken over.
And so they have
to have whatever it is. Their veins won't carry the blood, so they have a special vein issue. They're allergic to the veins in their body, literally. They're allergic to the veins in their body, so they have to have a special diet, and they have the GERD and the candida.
Okay, I don't even want to waste my time talking about them. So I understand.
I got it. But now, there is an important part, because the elements are being placed in their meat sack, that one day everybody's going to be dead, and they're going to be some of the last ones left alive in complaining. That's the other side. And so we don't fuss and we don't push them away. We could, but we don't push them away. It's okay. They're just trying to find their way, Carolyn, and you get that, and you're trying to help them, and that's good because you care. We don't.
You care.
We don't. It's all right. They follow you. So good. Just make sure they're in line. Don't let them get out there because then it becomes issue. Or see, that what I'm saying is, the more they tell you, if they have to tell you they love you every day, they may tell you how much they don't love you. And so we want you insulated outside of that. So then the insulation becomes a protection. Then they can say whatever they want to because it won't make any difference. You see, it's all good.
Okay, good.
It's all good.
Good. Next question.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
That's the real carnivore's diet, isn't it?
Yeah. So reading a book about it, what they've done is declared war on the plant kingdom because they say plants have these they have substances that detract from animals eating them, like bitter things and even...
Like trigonosis in the hot tub.
So my question is, so they say we should just eat meat, you know, because the plant kingdom has all these oxalates and histamines and oh, bad. And I think that's completely ridiculous. I think a body is able to, you know, if it's in the environment, we should be able to work with it.
Well, here's the problem with it, is if you eliminate it completely. Let's say they have science, and let's say they can show their work, and let's say they're on point. We say, great, here's the problem. If you eliminate all those derived or derivatives of the earth and the terra firma and legumes and all those other aspects in your world, so then you can't have orange juice because it came from a tree, from a plant, from a something, and it's trying to kill you too, and you know, all that stuff. Well, if that's true, what you end up happening, if what their science is true, then you become the 100. Remember the series on Netflix with the 100? That you can't take anything. You're perfect. You're perfect, but you can't take. A cold would kill you. One rhinovirus would destroy you, eviscerate.
So it's like the arsenic that the queen took. You take a little bit of the poison and your body deals with it. It's not something to avoid. Yeah,
she used it to clean her teeth. If arsenic is a great thing to clean, whiten your teeth. And so, and it gave just enough so she had a tolerance, a temperance. Now, it didn't do much for the ground glass in her diet, but they couldn't kill her with arsenic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I realize that that's...
yeah, and it's appropriate.
They poisoned her with ground glass.
Victoria, yeah.
They put ground glass in her food, so she was eating that. And that, what did that kill her or just made her sick?
Finally killed her.
Yeah. Okay.
It made her.
Next question.
It made her. It ripped her. It ripped her esophageal tract.
Right.
So they called it a herniation.
I don't want. Next question. It's about Key 3 Lockdown Bob rule.
In
those words.
Be very careful. Be very careful.
I know.
Go ahead.
Within there, actually, Bob asked at one point, talking about the keys, what are the eight empires? Ion said, not right now. You need cultural deniability.
Right. You better know it, because we can't tell you where the bodies go to. And we need to maintain that. That's the reason we need to right out of the chute. Said, easy, wait a second, go slow.
So even
we're going to give you a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you can, but you're not going to get it now. What we're going to do, like other things, we'll drop a little here and drop a little there. And it'll take your number one bird to peel back the onion enough to find it piece by piece by piece. But we did the same thing, remember, with the vile judgments. We talk about them, then we give more detail. Because if we told the whole story, everybody would run kill itself before they had to go through it. You see, it would be more than they would want to engage. But, you know, sit on the shade tree and wait for the... Sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee is easy. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to build the levee to sit on. That's the difference. So the problem with the empires, Carolyn, is they expose the dromedary, not the Andromeda, but the dromedary condition. And those different places, Ion has been talking a lot about empires of dirt and how important they are, making light of a empire, but it's not. Those empires of dirt are the very thing that made Trafalgar stand.
Trafalgar's an empire?
It was.
And what is it, a statue?
No. It was a whole empire. But now there's nothing left but a square.
it was like pre-Rome?
Way before, back when the Atlanteans were just babes.
Wow, and they had that territory of London around Trafalgar Square.
Well, in all of Hyde Park.
Right, so it covered a bit of area. Going back here on the, what was the topic right before?
We don't want
the empires.
We don't want
the
you
empires.
Hurt with the empires.
And Bert will, what you're going to tell us about the empires, we don't broadcast, correct?
Yes, you are. Every word's going out, but we're going to drop it little bit, dot, dot.
Oh, okay.
So that everybody, nobody's going to come back and say, you had an unfair advantage, or you had Ion, and I didn't have Ion, and Ion told you, but he didn't tell me. No, by God, they're going to, everyone get the chance at it. If the numb-nut motherfuckers don't get it, it's going to be their sad travail, not our serious problem. It's there for everybody, whosoever will. That's where it started. That's not going to change. That's going to go, but you're going to have to get it. They're going to have to get it. You want to play it that way, you're going to have to get it. We'll be clear as we can without giving them too much information to undo themselves. Too Clever by Half starts to apply.
Okay, then what about you telling us Trafalgar's an empire helps us know more about the empires?
You'll be listening for it when it gets referenced.
Ah, got it. Okay. Listen for it. Next question. Back June 28, 2014. That'll come in dribs and drabs.
Well, let's
not
have
now.
The first drib. Let's have the first drib.
Trafalgar.
We did. Trafalgar.
Trafalgar Square. Listen for
and
it.
And they're still around as an empire.
They are. They are.
Where are they located? What kind of nobility are they? Or are they not nobility?
They're not recognized.
They're not recognized. But they're powerful and intervening in world affairs?
Yes.
Okay. They do it in the London area, or they're in another area? They don't need to be in
another area. And we other areas.
Okay. Of the world. Right? Other areas of the world.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. I think I'm still, unmuted. Okay. Payday, June 28, 2014. So there are these words that Ion said, before, back in the days, we couldn't create. Well, honey, now we are capable of anything and everything. We are capable of everything. We have no limitation now. And I'm asking Ion, this describes Key 18. Has my reading and working with the keys helped you get there?
Yes.
And if it
Yes.
if it stands for you, it stands for us gods too, correct?
Maybe. See, there's the rub. See, remember, here's a drib and drab that has to do with an empire. Remember when we said you have to sort of pay attention to note the difference between the platitudes and the vicissitudes?
Yeah.
Vicissitudes. God is love. Everybody will buy that, no problem. Does God love me? There's the rub. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're segregating an empire, sometimes it's your very own fall. Look at that. You're getting little stuff even now. Just little dot here and there. So you may have it, but don't know it. Do you remember Winterfell?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Winterfell?
Mm.
In the Game of Thrones,
I do. Which game was that? It was one of the lesser places.
No.
One of the castles. I don't remember whose it was.
Who had the biggest problem in the Game of Thrones, Bob?
I don't know. They all had problems. I don't know what the big one was.
It's where the big wall was. Where the big ice wall was.
Oh, no, is that Winterfell?
It is. That is Winterfell. So
I think they called it the wall.
Well, it is, but the wall is where Winterfell. But that's where Winterfell was at the wall, Bob.
Okay, let's call it that. All right. So, yes, the wall, they had a lot of cold weather to deal with. And they were attacked first, I guess, by me or Ion.
Okay. This wasn't a distraction. This was just a moment to go dot. Okay, now, Carolyn, carry on with your question as you were going.
Okay, what was the extra information they just gave us, Carolyn, before the Winterfall? About Trafalgar or something? You said, there's more. What did they say? What did Ion say?
Pay attention to the difference between the platitudes and vicissitudes. Segregating an empire can be your very own fall. You have it, but you don't know it. Remember Winterfell.
Okay, so what is a segregating an empire? Be interfering with Trafalgar or something? How do you segregate an empire?
Rumpelstiltskin, Bob.
Well, he hijacked a village.
Okay, congratulations.
To segregate
it. No one knew his name.
Right. So to segregate empire is Bob to go in there and meddle with it somehow? Like a Rumpelstiltskin?
Can we say matriculate it? Yes.
I don't know what a matriculate means there.
Well, you have to look it up.
Which meaning would apply when I look it up?
The second one.
Okay. You can look that up here.
If you've got a good lexicographer.
Get it.
Okay,
oh my God, they're
one.
All having a nervous breakdown, Bob. Jermaine lost her product. It's in the wrong thing. Nina's losing her telephones because it's messing up. Amy's ready to kill herself because she can't take it anymore. And oh my God, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Jack's trying to figure it all out. And Alyssa doesn't know how to get out of the redneck holodeck. And Heather doesn't know how she's going to do. She's trying to change. She wants a new pineal gland. Put that in the suggestion box. Roz is in there. She don't know how she's going to do it. She can't go on any further. 16 guests think this is the craziest thing they've ever come to. And Phil doesn't know how to stop. He can't help himself. And Madeline's trying to fuck a cat. We don't know why, but she really likes cats.
And Joe then, Biden thinks he's a professor.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he pretended he was. And poor Gertie. She can't stand it. It's too quiet around the neighborhood. There's no traffic, no planes. No, it's chemtrail, perfectly chemtrail-free blue skies. Even the builders are relatively quiet. It's eerie but peaceful as she falls through the questing rock in which she calls her very own.
Come on, let's go.
No. We were talking about Gertie. That's in the last 20. All that happened in the last 20 minutes on your goober snatcher, boss.
Come on, guys. Bullshit.
People panicking because they got no money? What are they worried about?
The tech body.
Matriculation. The second matriculation says record arms in an official register.
So okay. The statement was matriculate them. Ion told me to matriculate the thing or not to matriculate. What did you say, Ion?
Not ventriculate, matriculate.
Yeah, matriculate, and Carolyn.
I know.
Yeah, and so we're not supposed to. Did you tell me to matriculate or not to matriculate?
What was your topic, Bob? Here's your test about matriculation.
The Trafalgar. And how to,
to not,
how to Rumpelstiltskin an empire.
To not matriculate it.
Yeah, not register it. Not write it down. Don't make notes of what you know.
Don't know it. Don't know it. That's the point of the empires. If we tell you and we could tell you not to know it, you could have it all right here, right now. But it doesn't work like that, Bob, because once you know it, you know it. And it'll end up, it'll be Bob fucking Carr's fault, but it doesn't make any difference. Andrew Crystal will have it put on his gravestone. So,
so don't tell us about the empires.
If I don't know it, I can't die from it.
Yeah. And you're saying don't know about the empires.
Well, you're going to get it because it's important, but you don't need it this second. You know, it's like a 4-year-old. They don't need to know exactly how babies come here.
Right. Okay.
You can tell them, but they don't need to know.
Okay, next question. What youth, February 18th, 2020? The whole business about salt is bad. Now Carolyn's got people drinking it. And Alicia said, not iodized salt. And Ion said, well, no. You don't need the iodine at all. You won't need that because the Al2SO4 is going to eat the iodine. It won't matter.
Right.
The radium, what you use radium for the iodine. So there's a bunch of words there. Yep. But the question now is, this is about iodine used to protect the thyroid, not the stabilized ions of iodine used in remite, correct?
Correct. But she didn't disseminate between the two. She just said iodine, period. And so that's the reason she got that answer. And you're being very, very clever. But here's a caveat even on that. The meat-sack body is going to take the the we call the radium of iodine and morph it into the body so that it becomes a what does the hypothalamus do? It becomes a marker in the hypothalamus to set like your temperature and where you are. It works with the thyroid to tell you you're comfortable or you're hot or you're cold or you're mad or you're angry or you're Bob or something similar.
Yeah, okay. So it'll be the radium. Now, iodine can be made radioactive.
And
so
it will be.
Saying,
it will be.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit, and don't say nothing, but a little bit of it is right now. Don't put a Geiger counter to your REMAC today, darling.
Well, the thing of it is they've used so much radioactive iodine in the medical world. Yeah, I think iodine is contaminated with it, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mhm. Got it. Next. Question. Was it private sessions released between 2009-2013? So this is unspecific. Angel Speak changed payday February 22nd, 2014. Eliza said, what are the angels made up of? Ion said, the best you would describe it would be a variation of argon. And today I'm asking, has that shifted?
No, that's the best way, because they're just barely able to sustain this realm. See, that's why they're of the ethers. That's why they're not hard. You can't poke. You know how you can poke? You know when you poke Bob and he squeals a little bit? You can't poke an angel. But an angel can get you pregnant. An angel can get you pregnant, but you can't poke an angel. Now, we call it insight. To incite a riot. We incite meaning they can take form, human form. So you can bump into an angel. You can do that, but they can only do it. It's fleeting. To make themselves seen, it's fleeting.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Still argon now.
Yeah.
Okay. Same.
That's the thing. Do you know who Mike Pence is?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you never even heard a peep. Nobody even cared about him. You didn't hear a peep out of him. He's got more press time, air time, 2 hours every day, all day, every day. You know how he likes. You know what he feels. You know what size shirt he wears. You know everything there is ever to be known about Mike Pence now. All of a sudden. That is the soother, Carolyn. When they have to get on the television and soothe you, there's a problem.
Yeah.
So when Donald Trump doesn't soothe them, he rages them. Rage. Everything's okay. We're going to take care of you. We're going to like you. And we're going to make sure. I've got my wife with her bunnies cutting out little masks, and we're going to send them to everybody's house. You're going to have two each. And, you know, you can it's like your little condoms, the little washable ones that you can reuse, the little washable condoms you can wear from now on. It'll be great. He soothes. Mm-hmm. If someone has to soothe the beast, the beast is tore up, and the tore upness of the beast is what you're describing, and it will consume itself.
So Trump is self-aware to the now that he irritates people too much for this crisis.
Yeah, he gets
and
that.
So
he says, son of a bitch. I'm a son of a bitch. They call me a son of a bitch. You know, your president, he's a real good guy, but he's a son of a bitch. He is, yeah. And everybody's just stunned. It's like, well, you're our leader. You're not a son of a bitch. Yes, I am. Don't you dispute me. They call me a son of a bitch. I am. Now, meanwhile, 10 national disaster declarations have been placed. What's happening now is everything is in place to seed it. Seed. C-E-D-E. The
C-E-D. Look that up, Karen. Look up seed. That's
seed.
Not S-E-E-D.
You know what
seed means. No,
right.
S-E-E-D, not C-E-D.
C-E-D-E.
C
C-E-D-E. Give over. Give up.
Mm-hmm. They're giving up. This seeding moves everything into what, Bob, you know as force majeure. And you'd know that because you're fucked up secret council of 10. You know all about it. So that's what.
Yes, I do. But what are you, okay, what are you talking about that's going to be set up? Who's going to give
Carolyn's,
up?
Carolyn's asking about the position that the climate of the economy is going to be more detrimental to humans' health than any virus, coronavirus, or bug du jour. And we're agreeing because, the only reason we're standing because, Carolyn, is because of what Bob said back in fucked up 84 when he was all full of himself, talking big crap, and now that's all you got left to live with. So that becomes the excuse of how the zeitgeist got funded. Didn't have to be funded.
Look, you're saying that people are going to be an international global FEMA cramp, and they're going to give in to
they
it.
They already
they're
are.
Going to see.
They already are. They already
all
are.
Right, so what is this new intensity you're talking about?
Oh,
that they're going to see. What are they going to do?
Well, now all their choices that they call their rights are now gone. Now it's going to be, no, you don't get to say what you do. They're going to limit them. You're either going to have to come into your place of power, or you're going to have to get in line.
And that is not the case until a couple weeks from now.
Well, they've announced him right now. He's on the television saying it right this second. So you might not have a couple of weeks, Bob.
Okay, he's declared national emergency. That's those barriers that were near JW's home,
yes,
on the highway waiting,
yes,
to be used.
Yes, and he's right, being very nice, trying not to alert anybody's self-sensible conscience, and trying to make sure that we're hanging in there for you and we're taking it for the team, because this team is for you. It's for you. We're promising. See,
right,
Donald Trump
said
that. They would cut down the tree to start the crucifixion process. They tried impeachment. Now they're going to try crucifixion. But by Easter... By Easter. That's why he keeps wanting to open things up by Easter, because they figure he's going to be the one to crucify. Hope you sneezed in your elbow.
Okay, you're saying we ain't seen nothing yet. He's declaring something. And what is?
Yes.
How's that different from yesterday? What's going to be done?
Oh, when those articles are applied, things change. The working order where you have rights of things that you get to say is okay and not okay, and they do something to you, then you go fight it in court or get to do, all those are gone.
There's many people saying the bad oligarchy is causing this whole panic to bring in the national global FEMA camp. Is that a fact?
Yes.
Is somebody manipulating?
That's exactly right.
Who's doing it?
The tech body.
The tech body. And that's us.
Because of you.
That's us.
That's because of you. It's you.
I'm doing it.
It's you.
I'm doing it, Carol. I'm fucking bring that back to laugh.
And hey, Carolyn, here's the news flash. He's surprised. Of all the people in the world, he should expect it. Hell yes, I did it. Of course I did it. What do you mean? I did it. You mean I did it? I did it? No, you did it. No, it was you. The other you. No, both of you. Both of you sit down right now. You did it. You know both of you did it.
Okay, but Trump wants the oligarchs to take over or not?
Carol, say it again. I will mute.
Does Trump want the oligarchs to take over or not? I imagine not.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He pays the same. He wants to be viceroy. As long as he's a viceroy, he don't care what you do. Do what you do. Burn it up. We'll call the fire department. Plant seeds. We'll destroy it. Take the seeds. We'll sell them to somebody else. We'll sell them to China. We'll sell them to China, and they'll make drugs out of it and then sell it back to you. Hell, what happened? Why ain't nobody talking about fentanyl? Have they stopped making meth? Oh, my God, they stopped making meth. It's a national emergency. You better give them some money checks so they can buy Revelation right quick. They stopped making fentanyl. This is a bad day. Where's all the hair on?
Okay.
Give me some hair on.
A little while back.
What is happening with the fentanyl? All the people who need it.
They're not making it.
Well, they're addicted.
Oh, come on. Can I please ask
questions? Do they die from their addiction?
Dope sick. Carolyn will tell you about it later. Dope sick. That's what they call it.
You mentioned about the DNA. Meeting two people. The DNA is spread out thin. Is the DNA that people require to get to fucking Andromeda, is that only in the ascended people?
Yeah. No one else can make the trip. They can't survive the trip. That's why Trump's making this big to-do with the space cadets, with the space force. He's making a big deal about it because he's got to get people conditioned so that they can go to Mars. That's been the catchword. When they say Mars, they mean Andromeda. Because what's got to happen is you got to get yourself ready. You don't just do what Bob does and then go jump on a spaceship and fly to the moon. You got to be conditioned. You got to get ready. Well, when they talk about Mars, then that's what they're getting ready for, is Andromeda.
So Trump knows about Andromeda.
It's
going to
go anyway. He knows. Certainly he does, darling. He wouldn't put up with the stuff he puts up with, except that he gets to ride on the ark.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And all 17 of his wives.
See, Trump listens to us, takes it seriously, it's transcribed, and he's going by that.
Well, he doesn't take it serious. He's scared not to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He doesn't see the light. He knows the heat. Donald Trump does not see the light. He feels the heat. And if you look really close, his only responses are when things get hot. He doesn't get up and say, I didn't mean Easter. I meant next Easter. What are you talking about? I said people should fuck. I didn't say that you should fuck me. I said they should just fuck. And he cleans this stuff up when there's heat. But otherwise, he'll double down. He'll make them say it 10 times. Kung Fu.
Okay. Right, that's funny. All righty.
Did that help, Carolyn? You're getting more answers than you know. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
I know.
And we would never find this shit out. We decoded June 15, 2014. Some question of the transgender.
I'm pushing it. Towards
you're
me.
Not pushing
I'm
anything.
Pushing
you distract. I'm asking the questions.
Yeah, Carolyn says she's fucking. Carolyn says she's fucking this chicken, Bob.
Yeah. Back off. Uh-huh. Okay, same payday, February 22nd, 2014. That's right. Bob's asking, what techniques were taught to Jesus, if any, in the Egyptian phase of his education? Parallel worlding, refriding, Ion says yes, refriding symbols, etc. And I'm asking, is this why reading the Egyptian Book of the Dead is important now?
Twofold answer. The first part, it's why it's significant, but it also tells you how to place things. It's a placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they designed the dishwasher to hold dishes to wash, but that was based on how you have your pantry set up. They designed the dishwasher after the pantry. The pantry came first. Then they did a dish drainer. Then they did a dishwasher by the sink handy. So they lined this all up after the fact so it would be the most convenient. Because had they designed the dishwasher before the pantry, it would have been all wrong. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Well, just remember the words.
So we got that it's a placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
The Egyptian Book of the Dead is a placeholder for what? For the trip to Andromeda?
For the segregation.
The segregation of what?
Reverend Armstrong said all about a turn or burn, get saved, Hallelujah, brother. The great, the end of days, the end of time, when everybody goes to heaven. It's segregated.
Yeah, Carolyn doesn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry.
Look, what is being segregated? From who to what? What is the separation?
Humans,
of what?
Humans to God. Or the way Armstrong did it, sinners to saved. We're trying to get from a sinner, which all is sin and falling short of the grace and glory of God, to the saved, the repented, the replete. And so that goes into the next phase of then to God. And so the conditioning, the response, sorts that amount or that space or that condition.
What conditioning sorts
saved
that amount?
Saved to sinner. Sinner to saved, little man to God.
Okay, you're segregating. You're basically saying a lot of people ain't going to do it, and they're going to be culled and segregated.
Yep, they're going to. And Carolyn, we don't say that word anymore. We don't say that word. Carolyn don't like that word. Don't you say, if we can't say it, you're not going to say it. Don't say that no more. They're going to do it to themselves. That word we don't say. They're going to do it to themselves. Now, if they're cutting their own throat, that's their business, isn't it? Give them good information.
Yeah.
Give them good information, but they're going to do it to themselves. So it's their choice. Good.
Did Herbert Armstrong warn people that they will do that to themselves, or he he had it all backwards, and he was encouraging people
right on
to
the money.
Do it?
Right on
what?
The money. That
right
lake
on
of
the
fire.
Money.
That lake
what's
of fire.
What's right on the money?
That's what you said.
Armstrong.
What you said. That Armstrong told them that they were culling themselves. I said it.
But he said it properly. He didn't mean the
he
opposite.
Did.
That
no,
he said it properly.
He said, if you don't come to Christ, you're going to burn in an eternal lake of fire. And that's exactly right. He said you got to accept Jesus or God as your Savior. You got to become God. You're created in the image of God. You are the God in you. And if you accept God, then that you get religion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the religion's not so much on the money, but nobody cares. It becomes a meme at that point. But he basically was saying, get it. You got to get this right. If you don't, you're going to be destroyed or live in hell or whatever that is.
And what his religion said were the techniques for doing that were not too good. He didn't know how to do it.
Well, they were limited. No, that's right. But see, the Catholic Church didn't do a good job of it either. And Henry VIII didn't do good with the Protestants either. And Cromwell fucked them over pretty good. So they don't have a real good track record. Look at the Latter-day Saints with some Joseph Smith that fucked an angel and got something
there. Does the Queen understand that point, even though she's the head of a stupid religion?
Yes, she does. She took her a minute. Took her a minute. And see, she look at her world of what she's trying to hold together. Bunch of ridiculous little vultures, little vampires with the
It's okay.
She's holding it all together.
So in that payday, November 9th, 2014, Gene said, water has already changed because there's a whole bunch more than H2O in water. Is that correct, Ion? Ion says, all of your water is now becoming a glorified weak hydrogen peroxide. Question today is, what is the condition of water now, Ion?
It's a little more potent hydrogen peroxide. And that's why they're having to change all the surfactants. You know what surfactants are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're having to change all the surfactants that you use with water because the hydrogen is acting a different way now.
Mm-hmm.
Responding differently. We're used to
Are waters becoming hydrogen peroxide, Carol?
Yeah.
It is now.
Dry powder?
Mm-hmm. Peroxide's got a dry powder.
What is it?
H2O2.
It's
a liquid.
Yeah.
You put it in your enema bag.
It's just like water. Yeah. And it makes you, and if it makes you, and put it with baking soda and it bubbles.
Right, that. Okay, so with the H2O2, that makes sense, increasing because we are getting more hydrogen in the atmosphere, correct?
Yes, of course. And the more increased hydrogen is making you not notice the weak peroxide solution because it's actually more normal. And that's why, do you know what a bath bomb is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why they work now. They used to didn't work. Because they didn't invent them. Well, they didn't work then. Now they just put soap. You made a bubble bath. Calgon. Bubble baths don't work no more. You got to have a bath bomb now because of the shifting.
Right.
Another example.
Okay, March 7th, 2020. I guess someone's asking, what is a god? God is one who is not fallen. Maybe you're saying this. One whose cellular structures like a diamond, perfectly patterned. One whose meat sack body feeds in and of and to itself. The Bible gives specific references of attributes of God. Feet likened to brass and skin as in an amber, alabaster amber, or rose gold shimmer. So the words I wanted to look into, one who is not fallen or never fallen, does that mean there were some who didn't drop the veil?
Right. Yes, of course. Of course. Mm. Of course, of course. And those are the references. Back in Archimedes and all that stuff from the Eureka side of things, they were all followed as gods. They were known as gods. All the pharaohs were known as gods. They were represented as gods.
Yeah.
And then you come in those levels and tiers. That's what Pharaoh was supposed to be.
Right.
A god.
Okay.
Then you go all the way up through the Roman Empire. Pilate was to be God. He was God on the earth. Piss on the Peter Pack Pope. Pope's supposed to be God right now. God's represented
so,
on the earth.
So, yeah, Bob,
right
I
now.
Said some who don't drop the veil. I should have said some who didn't.
Ever
have
fall.
Have a
fall.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's correct. Well, that's right. There are those.
Okay, well,
there are those.
That's what I discovered a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had a team that faked falling.
That's right.
So that's Ophanel's team you're talking about.
Right.
That's true. That's true. And it validated the secret council of ten.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not
and then,
all of the holy orifices. You got some of them orifices as all. Just saying.
Yeah.
So then the words feet like brass, to what does this refer?
What's brass made of?
Copper and something else. No? Let's look it up. Brass. Brass made up of what? Brass, copper, and zinc. Awesome.
There
about,
you go.
Oh,
you gotta
copper
have that.
And zinc. Yeah, they're pretty cool minerals, actually.
Chelated zinc, besides.
Oh, awesome. That's enough. Okay.
See, who said you can't get a direct answer to a direct question?
Damn right.
Damn
skin
right.
Shimmery. The shimmery skin, is that the glow that people
when you
see
glow,
off?
When you glow,
yeah.
When they look at Bob and they go, you're glowing. What are you doing? You're just, your skin is so perfect. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
What was the perfect answer you just got about zinc and something?
What is brass made of? Copper and zinc, and they're very important minerals. So, it would be nice to have feet of copper and zinc. And that's enough for me. Okay.
Have feet? It'd be nice to have
feet of zinc and copper. Okay, and then actually just two more questions. And the power that's flowing naturally to this planet, what you call Earth, which is going to become heaven, which is where you're going to live eternally, has energy that you as God, and then you said focus, means that the winds and waves will obey your will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm saying all those words. So it must have been the end of that.
It's the answer of how that flows together, how you note it.
Yes.
You have some words.
Well,
you have the answer.
Winds,
now what's the question?
Winds.
We gave you the answer.
Yeah,
now what's the question? That's Bob 101.
that's key to the winds and waves obey your command when you have your power turned on. Yeah,
especially with the sixth, especially in the sixth hour.
I see. There's a hint. The sixth hour. So that's
That's a bind to bind. It will bind the winds and the waves.
Right. Right. It will bind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say it's Deo, but that's seven. I'll get to it. A-Y-E-R. It will bind.
Turn the ocean into jello. That'd be fun. It's already salty.
No, I won't. I'll turn the
yeah, too.
The garbage island.
Turn it into gravy. Nice gravy. Turn the whole ocean into gravy. Head gravy.
Don't you say words that'll bring Bob in. You stop it. So the final bit of what's a god. The final bit of what's a god.
There he is. There he is.
Bob ran over so fast, his face is red.
Okay. I know. Be easy there, you old timer. Easy there, old timer. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Are you going to answer the question? Did he say beef hurt?
Yeah, and I told him not to because. Okay, the final bit of that. You're being a god. Your meat sack body changes. Your lymph system shifts. The lymph nodes change. The lymphatic system changes. The pineal gland is enlarged and turns on. Mm-hmm. And when it turns on, it undoes all this business called aging and decline. So that's self-explanatory. Awesome.
It is.
I'd be from the same March 15th, 2020. So if their pituitary gland and the hypothalamus hasn't had some structure or reference that affects the vagus nerves in the body, in the meat sac, and doesn't start opening up, which now you can have a simple MRI with contrast and have a picture of your own very own fucking meat sac body to see if you're changed or not. So you're saying that the pituitary gland is going to be so affected by, quote, ascension that it's going to show on an MRI.
It does, yeah. It'll be like a little growth.
Okay.
It's the problem that we couldn't tell you before Bob did the lotus flower video. If he'd have had this part, it would have opened. And it's going to open. We're going to fix that. That's not $50,000 wasted. Don't you worry. We got that. It's all good. It's all good. It was for a good cause. It's fine. Bob, it's the only thing Bob's ever asked for, so it's good. Well, that and the library and the...
Never mind. Next question. January 26, 2020. Bert says these words. So you're saying that the salt is creating its own water or moisturizer. And you say, you're drying your own. The salt's not drying it, you're drying it. And that's why you're eating salt. Bert says about activating the fountain in the body, and you say it's pertinent. So my question is this also part of the RNA drops drying water to them, part and parcel?
They're not perfect words, but yes, that's the symptom, but that's not the issue. What's actually issuing is it's aligning the molecules which allow moisture to be contained. So it's not exactly drawing it, but it creates, when the temperature changes just right now across the golf course, you have that little dew and you see the wetness that goes across it, or when you have like a little fog or something, that shift, and then when the temperature changes, it just disappears. It doesn't make the fog. It allows the fog to hang around. That's what the drops do. They allow moisture to be concentrated in that field.
Now, in that field, so that field, how is it being lined up to do that? What's working on that field?
Oh, okay. The drops are in a room, in a body, in an ocean, in a desert, wherever it is. That's the field where it's contained. So that's why people who look here. Now this is important. People who are on the RNA drops have a very issue. We don't know about renal issues because renal comes from a different place, but they are almost never dehydrated. You notice we don't ever have to complain about hydration.
Mm-hmm.
It draws to themselves. Now, if they have issues, that's why we say they have to eat protein or they'll get too much water. You know, you can drown. Water is very poisonous. Mm-hmm. It'll kill you. Drink a couple of gallons hard, 5 gallons all at once. It'll kill you. You'll die. You'll expire.
Yeah, of course.
Poison. Get the FDA, Carolyn. Too much water will kill you. Poison.
Yeah.
Get the FDA.
True.
Put a thing. California can't have no water and kill you. Oh, hell no. See how silly that is? So that's our point, and that's why they're not going to work out. But that's an outcome. They're very rarely. You can dehydrate yourself, but it's very challenging to stay dehydrated if you're on the drop.
Very good. Awesome. Next, March 20th.
That's why when you're eating bread of life, you know you're not thirsty. Normally if you eat a hunk of bread, you're dying. It's like, you know, chewing a cracker. You just die. It just parches you. You got to have something to drink. If you notice with the bread of life, you really don't have to. It's okay if you
don't
have
to what?
You
don't
drink.
Feel thirsty.
Like you have to drink, like you're dry.
Okay. So in the topic of a dehydration, what was the problem with California? Dry?
Water is poisonous. Water is poisonous, and if you drink 5 gallons of it, it'll kill you. So it shouldn't be allowed in the state of California because they're very sensitive to their people who live in California. They have to have strict warning of every problem that could ever be a problem. So water has to have a label on it saying this will kill you in California.
It's a joke, Bob.
What's the joke? Dude, they don't do that.
No,
there's
they should, though.
There's too strict
hypocrite.
On chemicals. All water has chemicals, so they are an oxymoron.
They're strict on chemicals, but they don't know their water's worse.
They do know, but they separate those two thought patterns. Now go back in the kitchen. I've got one more question, and then you have to be ready.
So the drops, in California, if you take the drops, you'd be dehydrated, and you won't need to drink the water in
No.
What are you saying?
You won't be dehydrated if you take the RNA drops. It's very challenging to become dehydrated. So you won't become dehydrated.
If you don't drink the poisonous water in California, you get dehydrated. But if you take the drops, you do well in California.
Yeah, good. That's right. That's right. That's perfect. Perfect, Bob. Perfect.
Don't
but
you
all,
kick
everybody
my
in
chair.
California, and everybody in California is going to die, so
way.
It don't matter
Kicks
anyway.
Kicks my chair.
Damn. This is the woman who doesn't cook your food. You better be careful, Bob.
Yeah. And the last question, and then you can hang up, Ion, because Bob's not ready to ask his question.
Goodness, give it. Hey, we'll make it Sunday coffee in him. Good. We'll just have 20 minutes of recorded silence, and you'll have to figure that what was being said.
With coffee bubbling, exactly.
Coffee bubbling, gurgling.
You say the body cellular strata is just getting you back to who you are. Electricity is begetting or creating a kinetic inference that's bigger than you. So you can't get more perfect than God, but you can make more electricity than you can consume. So therefore, it would be a very different or extrapolation as far as creating unlimited electricity. You still don't know what it is, but you're fixing to make a lot of it. So it's a bit jumbly, but my question is, what is the status of our making unlimited electricity now in our bodies?
It's, It's in your bodies, and it also makes references to your amount you can contain with Colplex as well.
Yeah. Wow. So that's the reference. So the status is we can handle more, correct?
Yes.
And how are we making more? Is that definitely Coldplay?
It is.
Our products, Gil.
And our products, are they helping us make electricity?
No.
No.
Okay, so you did.
Okay, I'll go mute. Thank you, Ion. Awesome. Bob,
thank you, darling. Happy days. Happy days.
I'll go sleep. Nap time.
There you go. Nap time. Miss Brooks.
We can take more electricity produced by Coldplay in our environment. It could affect the body, but
it does affect the body, and you can use more electricity now than you could.
Because of our products or something else?
No, because of Ascension, Bob. Keep talking about your product. They don't have nothing to do with Ascension. It's the salve that lets you be able to ascend.
Would you agree that most Ionauts think that taking our products guarantees their ascension?
We think that your Ionauts think too much, because what we've said more than that is this is not a thinking man's game.
Right. So connecting the drops and all that to ascension is stupid. Unless you say it helps me, it numbs me to the actual pain of ascension.
Okay, we like that. Or it's a good prep. It's a good preparation that preps. You know, when you have a colonoscopy, you take that gallon jug of prep and you have to drink it. That gets all the shit out of you. Okay, if it does that, that's a good thing. That doesn't cure the colonoscopy. It gets you ready for the procedure. There you go. That's okay.
Right. That's an okay metaphor. So, And at the beginning, when people took the drops, or even listened to Ion, they became antisocial. Things bothered them. That's because they were taking the drugs. People's social life bothered them. That's because they were getting sensitized by the drops, right?
That'd be very close to acceptable. And it's right, because if you notice what happened is certain people would engage and certain people would come, other people come. Some people came and they stayed. Some people left and they're coming back. Some people are figuring it out and some people aren't. See, and all that's okay. It's just which ones are the top of the food chain. Well, there's the ones that came and stayed. However,
yes, well,
wonderful.
That's wonderful?
However wonderful. See, Calithia is wonderful. Great. She hasn't said anything, any vexing wrong thing. But she also hasn't been here in how many years now?
Long time.
But she would say nothing. She would say nothing against us. Well, that's more than you can say for some of your Ionauts. They're crying in their beer all the time, Bob.
Right.
So that's the difference. Is it better to be pure and excluded, or fucked up and in the midst of the soup? And we don't know the answer. We don't know the answer because you keep moving the goalpost. We're not mad. We're just saying you keep moving the goalpost. It's
well,
okay
with
us.
I'm pure and in the soup.
Yeah.
I do both.
Okay.
That's what they should be
very
doing.
Very appropriate. Because like these ridiculous people, you give them a little spanking, they get fucked off, and you give them a little spanking, and then they're right back in. Come on down. Greg Duffelbag could control the show if he'd only bow.
Yeah.
If he'd only bow. So. But he doesn't feel compelled. But if he did, he could be right back where he was and a little bit more, couldn't he? Like he never did anything wrong.
Why doesn't he feel compelled?
Because he was only here for the attention when we weren't here.
Right, right. You take too much.
That's
he's competing with Ion. Yeah, he misses the point.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because for him, it's all, he said, now all the world is a joke, not a stage. It's a joke.
Okay, so did his parents instill that in him, that attitude about
I thought he came from a collared leaf. Didn't he come from under a collared leaf?
No.
We're not sure.
NDP, Canadian Socialist. He came from Canadian Socialist. That'll fuck anybody up, right?
Oh, probably. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They won't last long. There'll be a dim and fleeting memory and not long now. We feel sorry for them, mostly.
Right. How about you going out and coming back in? You're all warbly.
Wait, we won't do that. We'll change it up. Is that better or worse?
Not any
better.
Better
or worse? We can change the ears.
I think it's fine. A little bit of warbly, but maybe it's all right. Okay, so we're talking about the Ionauts. So I'm inclined to tell them they're all failing so far. Is that not wise? I mean, you're expressing...
No, tell them they've all ascended and they don't have to listen anymore and they can go to hell and it won't matter. They can get themselves out and call it a day. Everything's good. Enjoy yourself. Do what you do. No problem.
Okay.
And then they'll say, you can't talk to us like that. You've got to say good things. You got to tell us what's wrong with us. You can't tell us how raw good we are. See, they don't want to hear that.
No. Did you just say I should tell them how bad they are?
No, you should tell them they're good, how good they are, how wonderful they are. They don't have to do. They don't have to listen no more. They don't have to take the products. They don't have to do nothing. They got it. They're all ascended. They're already there. Pack your shit. Time to go home. Go lay down until we call you. You lay down real still. Don't you move till we call you. And it's all good. You're done. You made it. Hooray. And then they go, you can't talk to us like this. We can listen if we want to. You know, you take it away from them. And then they go, oh, yeah, you're not getting away with that. We know better. You're going to say something that we're going to miss. And then we won't catch eye on repeating gossip. And we better be sure to listen close the first time.